Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and I want to welcome you to episode 4 of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. In last week's episode, we looked at what is probate, what is it for, what requires an estate or a person to be in probate. Today, we're going to be looking at why people want to avoid probate. What is it about that process that makes people want to do a plan that will have their estate not end up in probate? Well, there are essentially three main reasons why that is. Number one, on most people's lists, is the cost. Probate can be very expensive. When you look at the cost of the attorney fees or the executor fees, you could be looking at somewhere 6 to 7% of the gross value of the assets of the estate. So let's say, for example, you have a probate estate. Someone has passed away, and they have an estate worth $100,000. Well, you could be looking at an attorney fee of about $4,500 to take that estate through court, and an executor fee of about $3,000. So that's a total of $7,500. As the estate grows, the fee is going to get even more significant, and that is on the gross value of the assets, not the net value. So let's say, for example, you have that $100,000 house and you have a $90,000 mortgage on it. Well, that, you know, we're not looking at the $10,000 of equity. We're looking at the $100,000 of total value that the fees are based on. So the cost alone is a big reason why people want to keep their estate out of probate. The second main reason is that probate is a public process. So when a person passes away, their estate is opened if it has to go through probate. And there's a lot of information in that probate file that people would rather not have part of the public record. And when I say public record, I mean anybody can go and view that information. So we have the names and addresses of the heirs and beneficiaries that the person has. We have the listing in an inventory of all the assets and what the asset values are. We have at the end, we have an account, and that's how all the assets of the estate were distributed in terms of payment of expenses and costs, and also beneficiary designations. So who got how much? So all that is public. Anybody can view that for any reason. And a lot of people would rather have that information stay private. Now, the last reason, the last main reason, is probate takes a long time. There are a lot of steps in the usual probate estate. It takes at a minimum 6 months and often up to a year to get things done. It's a complicated process. There are a lot of steps, a lot of things that have to be done, forms that have to be filed. Different people have to sign off on different things. There are several hearings that are scheduled along the way. So it just takes a long time, and it's a complicated procedure. So again, that's another reason why people would prefer that their estate not have to go through probate. So in our next episodes, we're going to be looking at, well, how do you do that? How do you plan your estate to not go through probate? So I hope you'll tune in for those as well. I hope this has been helpful for you. And if you'd like to talk to us about how to plan your estate, hope you'll reach out to us. The contact information is in the show notes. So thank you, and we'll see you next week. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. If you live in Ohio or Michigan, and you'd like to schedule a no-cost strategy session with me or one of our attorneys, you can request an appointment through our website. The links are in the episode notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.